The government has announced who will lead the Māori Health Authority, which it hopes will address the staggering inequities Māori face in the health system. The country's 20 district health boards are set to be scrapped as part of the major reforms and will be replaced by one new body, Health New Zealand. The Māori Health Authority will work alongside Health New Zealand with a joint role, commissioning for primary, community and kaupapa Māori services. Our reporter Matai O'Connor met some of those who will be involved.
I actually go back to my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother was a foundation member of the Māori Women's Welfare League, and I did not know her. She passed away before I was born, but she left a whole lot of writings about her dreams for the health and well-being of her own whānau, hapū, iwi and our people. And you know, it's continuing to uphold the dreams and aspirations of those who have already gone before us.
That is Awarangi Tamahiri, summing up what all members want to see the Māori Health Authority to fulfil. She has extensive experience working across a range of entities and recently has been on the front line with Te Whānau Waipareira to help increase Māori vaccination rates in Tāmaki Makaurau. A health leader who is not known to hold back from towing a hard line against the government, Lady Tereiti Moxon, will also join the new body. She explains her dream for what they will achieve.
It's good. It's good to feel like for the first time forever that we are now starting to get a bit of traction on Māori making decisions for ourselves and taking our own mana into our own hands to be able to do for ourselves what we believe needs to be done.
Co-chair Sharon Shea is the chair of the Bay of Plenty District Health Board and also a member of the Health NZ body. She hopes the reforms will create equity for everyone.
It is about enabling whānau to be the agents of their own change and creating lots more opportunities for us to support that and build whānau capability so our children, our mokopuna, can fulfil the ranga tiratanga that they were born with.
Ms. Shea is clear in that the accountability to bridge the gap sits on the shoulders of the whole health system, not on Māori themselves. The Māori Health Authority will work alongside Health New Zealand with a joint role commissioning for primary, community and kaupapa Māori services. Tipa Mahuta will sit aside Sharon Shea as co-chair. Her pai tawhiti, or long-term goal, is quite clear.
Well, for me, it's as simple as whānau Māori can champion their health future. But at the moment, they're so far away from directing their health outcomes.
Leaders from across Māori health, governance and academia make up the rest of the lineup. They include Chris Tooley, Dr. Sue Kringle, Dr. Matarorea Linden and Fiona Pym. The mahi is already underway, but the authority will be officially in place from July next year.